A FedEx driver has been sentenced to 6 whole days in prison after pleading guilty to stealing 3 firearms from out-of-state packages he was supposed to deliver and attempting to sell those to an undercover police officer in 2 controlled buys. Let's talk about this, because you or I would get probably 30 years for this. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, Blackout Coffee. You can save 20% right now store-wide with our code BLACKOUTLOVE. It's our Valentine's Day sale. It is waking me up right now because it's rainy and cold and I'm dragging. And it can do that for you too. We have coffees, teas, hot chocolates, swag, shirts, coffee cups, tumblers, everything 20% off with code BLACKOUTLOVE. Won't last long. Jump on it now. BlackoutCoffee.com/GNG. First, I'm going to start out by reading the victory lap of a press release by the Department of Justice on this. And then we're going to come back and talk about real talk. Here's a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and this is from the District of Massachusetts, where this guy was a FedEx driver. Says a Middleborough, Massachusetts man was sentenced to 6 days in prison for stealing and selling 3 firearms from FedEx packages he was responsible for delivering. The government recommended a sentence of 10 months in prison. Go soft on criminals, baby, Massachusetts, the blue swamp. Frank P. O'Toole, 40 years old, was sentenced on February 2nd of 2024 by U.S. District Court Judge Angel Kelly to time served 6 days and 3 years of supervised release, during which period he must complete 250 hours of community service. On June 16th of 23, O'Toole pleaded guilty to 2 counts of possession or sale of a stolen firearm. O'Toole previously worked as a FedEx delivery truck driver in the facility in Middleborough, Massachusetts. Between October 21 and June of 22, O'Toole stole 3 packages sent from out of state, which he was responsible for delivering, each containing a firearm, specifically 2 rifles and a shotgun, intended for a federal firearms licensee. O'Toole subsequently sold the 3 firearms to an undercover agent during 2 separate control purchases on August 9th of 22 and August 12th of 22. Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so let's delve into this soft-on-crime approach that I'm talking about here. He pleaded guilty. He stole 3 firearms, pleaded guilty to 2 of them. So, hey, we'll make a deal with you, bucko. We got you dead to rights, but we'll go easy on you. All right, now, the charge of possession of a stolen firearm carries a maximum of 10 years in prison for each violation and a fine of up to $250,000 per. So he was looking at 30 years and 750,000 dollar fine. If you or I did it, that's probably what we would be facing. But it's Massachusetts. We go easy on criminals. Well, they do. I don't live there anymore. They go easy on criminals. So rather than to put the people away who do the crime, they go easy on them. 6 days. 6 whole days in prison he was sentenced to. That's what's wrong. That's part of the problem with this country. We go soft on criminals because of feelings, maybe? I don't know. Maybe he was the judge's FedEx driver? I don't know. But this, I'm glad they caught the cat. I'm glad he's being kind of held responsible. I mean, it's a really light slap on the wrist. I'm sure if, you know, Jared of Guns and Gadgets was in possession of 3 stolen firearms, then I would be looking at 30 years and $750,000 without a break. Yet, Massachusetts, go easy on them criminals. California, go easy. New York, go easy on them. Don't hold them accountable. Don't hold them responsible. That's the voting base. Just want to let you know, because I've been reporting on this case for the entire time, including the video floating above of when he got locked up. I want to thank you all for being friends of the channel. If you love coffee as much as I do, check us out at blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. And save 20% store-wide with code BLACKOUTLOVE. Thank you all. I'm going to go now. I need this.